Yeah.
Yeah,
palm oil. But okay, say before. Sorry to cut you off. I was gonna say just before. So think about it this way. So like, do you think it's affordable for say working class people to be able to afford being vegan or vegetarian? And
yeah.
you think it can be affordable, yeah, more so than buying meats maybe from Iceland,
yeah,
or like, yeah.
With livestock, you also need land.
Okay.
And sometimes it's even more land than what you need to grow crops.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have to account for like this living space,
mm-hmm,
and like pastures, mm-hmm, as well. So if you want like the good quality stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's not as,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
go on. It's
no,
not
so,
as
I'm,
if we're debating,
yeah,
which one is, like meat is expensive.
Yeah,
food
I was going to say,
it's,
yeah,
not as if you're debating,
yeah,
towards,
but
something
then you can
like
get
cheaper cheap
alternatives of meat though, can't you? Like, then you would.
You can get, instead,
yeah,
of buying,
well,
I don't know, pineapple
that's
expensive.
Hmm?
Hmm?
You can also get alternative for plant-based.
True. What are you gonna say?
No, I'm saying,
yeah,
instead of buying a mango that is £2, you can buy oranges that are 50p. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you
can get oranges for 50p. Oh, shit.
My point was you have expensive meat and cheaper meat. You have expensive veggies and cheaper veggies.
Yeah.
A courgette
true
is £2. You can,
yeah,
buy an eggplant for 90p.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
that's true.
So, back to that point about either rich corporations cutting off the demand or leaving it up to the working class to make that choice, it would be better for the richer companies, like those in power, for example, the farms, to cut off the demand, say, you know, we're not going to do this, and it will help the working class to look to better alternatives, for example, plant-based stuff, instead of each individual person making that choice, and then there being spread a kind of mentality where, oh, this person is doing it, so they're fine, they can do that. It's an individual choice. So
you think the power for change starts with the powers that be, that the corporations?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Well, I agree with that.
Mm.
But someone could argue and say, can you, where did we put the time thing? Can you afford to wait for the big corporations to change? Because obviously the bigger impact would happen if the solution came from the big corporate. Of course, you have to fix the supply. People can demand. As long as you don't supply, then the demand is going to die down. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But then it's the question of, do we have enough time to wait for them to switch up their minds? Or it's kind of a case of whatever we can do at this point. Let's just...
I think maybe it's better and look out what we can do at this point, because corporations at the end, they want money, they need money.
And that's never going to change.
Yeah, that's really not, because that's the whole point of, you know, capitalism.